بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين يمسكون بالكتاب وأقاموا الصلاة إنا لا نضيع أجر المصلحين. وقال سيدنا وحبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قائمين على الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خذلهم. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. وبعد، الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله on the most precious gift of Iman, the most perfect, pure and compassionate teachings of the Deen of Islam. In order for Iman and Islam in all times to be preserved, many sacrifices had to be made on differing levels. Allah Ta'ala in the ayat of Quran Sharif recited, mentions praising to the highest level those who hold steadfastly to the book of Allah Ta'ala, in other words, without compromise and without succumbing, and they establish salah. Allah Ta'ala says, it is those who make this effort of rectification at all times, islah, that we will never let their efforts go to waste or to be destroyed. So standing up against oppression in all forms and manners, whether it is in the most noble form in the battlefield of jihad, whether it is the ulama speaking the haq and truth in front of tyrannical rulers, or in their writings not succumbing to fatwas that appease the enemies of Islam, whether it is rectifying and guidance in bringing alive the sunnah in the ummah, these are highly praised by Allah Azza wa Jal. Most noteworthy of mention, the severe oppression and atrocities happening in the lands of Palestine. Just yesterday only, the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa opened up after more than a month. That Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, in whose precincts there would be always those who are steadfast on the haq and truth. And we see what has transpired in Gaza, despite supposedly the most advanced army and weapons of the Zionist entity, against those who are opposing them mostly with homemade weapons, Al-Yasin, etc. Our noble mujahideen of the Palestinian cause must be saluted and make dua for them for their steadfastness on haq. That is the first line of preservation of the izzah and honor of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. For us as an ummah to feel in their pain, to make dua for them, and very importantly to Azza wa Jal, fervently with dua, to turn to Allah Ta'ala as an ummah with forsaking sin and haram, repenting sincerely from our sins, bringing deen alive. Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa throughout history has always been the reflection of the condition of the believers of every time, that when the believers who are blessed with the correct iman and deen are generally adherent and obedient to Allah Ta'ala, they are given the custodianship of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. But when they waver and forget Allah and turn away from Him with a life of sin, then that custodianship, and this is a reflection of the ummah at large, is taken away. So to turn to Allah Ta'ala fervently with deen, to beg Allah Ta'ala with du'as, Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi rahimahullahu azza wa jal, whom Allah Ta'ala, the great hero of Islam, had utilized to reconquer Jerusalem, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, after just under a century of Crusader occupation. On one occasion when the Crusaders were getting reinforcements, naval ships that had they reached could have been highly detrimental to the cause of Al-Aqsa, when Salahuddin Al-Ayyubi rahimahullah spent the entire night weeping and crying to Allah Ta'ala, The next morning, a pious person told him that Allah Ta'ala has drowned the crusader ships by means of the tears that you had shed. So there is always those who stand up with the haqq and truth. As our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prophesied, that in my ummah there will always be a group who are steadfast, established on the haqq and truth. Many a times they would be in the minority. They would be called derogatory titles such as the fundamentalists or the separatists. But glad tidings to them, they are the ones who make the effort to rectify my sunnah, my pure deen, after attempts are made to corrupt it. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there will always be this group firmly established on haqq, that even though people would forsake them and their help would not deter them, they would remain firmly established until Allah Ta'ala decrees that they prevail. On Jumu'ahs we recite the Suratul Kahf, the surah with immense benefits, forgiveness of the sins of the past week, one being protected from trials and tribulations for the entire coming week. Even if Dajjal was to emanate, one's iman would remain protected. That great trial of iman in the emergence of Dajjal and the precursors to him, where many people would be swayed away from true and correct iman, where he will use different forms of deception. It is a means of nur and light until the next Jumu'ah, between oneself and the Kaaba Sharif, that will illuminate the way in the darknesses at the Pul Sirat and other stages on the day of Qiyamah. So one of the core stories of this surah, a group of youngsters nurtured in a society who were entrenched deeply in idol worshipping, Allah Ta'ala guided the hearts that believe can only be in that one Allah who has created the skies and earth, and in whose control is all matters and affairs, who has created us. And they would secretly meet to worship only the one Allah Ta'ala. Eventually the word got out, they were arrested. All their luxuries, they were princes of that nation, all their luxuries were taken away, until eventually they were threatened with their lives, and they stood up in the court of the tyrannical king at the time and said, Rabbuna Rabbu Samawati wal Ard, that our Rabb and our Lord is the one who is the Lord and nourisher of the skies and earth, and we will never ever worship anyone other than him. If we do so, that is a very, very far-fetched and an oppressive action, and they remain steadfast. Allah Ta'ala made the miraculous means in that interim period to escape, and they took refuge in a cave, and Allah Ta'ala put them into a deep sleep for 309 lunar years, as mentioned in the Quran Azim. So honor was for them, they prevailed. We recite about them and their praises and their steadfastness on iman every Jumu'ah as a reminder. The great Sahabi Hazrat Abdullah bin Hudhafa As-Sahmi radiallahu ta'ala an is captured in battle in jihad by the Christians, and when he is presented to the Christian king, then over and above the threat against his life, they also make the effort of temptation, sometimes saying that enter my religion, I will make you half the owner of my kingdom, and other forms of temptation. And what he says, amazing words, that what you invite me to, death 1,000 times is better than that. He also says that make me the king not just of half your kingdom, your whole kingdom and the whole of Arabia. I will never forsake the deen of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for anything ever. And the spirit of sacrifice for haqq and truth, when he is threatened to be thrown into a boiling pot of oil, and before that some of his companions were thrown in a few seconds they had reached martyrdom, he cries, and the king thinks that finally he has succumbed, when he says, I am crying not because I fear death, I am crying that Allah has given me only one opportunity to show my sacrifice and dedication to Allah, just one life only. I am crying that I wish I had as many lives as the hairs on my body to give for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So this should be the spirit of Iman and cherishing it, remaining steadfast, appreciate that Iman and Islam has come to us very easily and Allah Ta'ala has facilitated. We are weak, Allah has made means for us to remain steadfast on the pure teachings of Islam with relative ease. The temptations are there, but let us take cue from these great heroes of the deen of Allah Ta'ala in their steadfastness on haqq and truth. A personality very important in the history of our country, one of the earliest ulama to come to this country in the year 1694, passed away here in 1699. If we go to Cape Town and travel about 35 kilometers towards the Strand area, there is an area called Fori, where the qabr of this great hero of Islam, Sheikh Yusuf, is. He originated from the island of Makassar in Indonesia, born in the 1620s, where there was Dutch colonial rule and severe oppression against the local Muslim population. He was an alim par excellence, was a Sufi, schooled in various tariqas of tasawuf, Qadiriya, Naqshbandiya, Al-Khalwati, had studied in Indonesia, in Damascus, in the Haramain Sharifain. Amazing that one of his senior ustads who had taught him hadith in Medina Munawwara, Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Kurdi, rahimahullah, also happens to be the ustad of a person who had brought alive the field of hadith in the Indo-Pak subcontinent. Shah Waliullah Muhaddith Dahlawi is also a student of Sheikh Ibrahim Al-Kurdi. So a great school, a great teacher. So Sheikh Yusuf had opposed Dutch rule, engaged in guerrilla warfare in jihad against the Dutch. Eventually in 1684, he was arrested, sent to jail in Sri Lanka, Ceylon at the time, for 10 years. But even there, his writings that were taken on by the Hujjaj and passed on to different parts of the Islamic world were highly inspirational for remaining steadfast on Iman. Eventually, they thought that they would banish him far away from his homeland in the Muslim world. And therefore, he was banished to Cape Town, which was also controlled by the Dutch at the time. And even there, banished into the jungles. But this was a focal point for the slaves upon whom any practice of Islam was punishable by death. They would secretly congregate with him and he would teach on this deen together with his colleagues of ulama who had come with him and his family members, keeping alive the great spirit of Islam, just as we had seen in our akabirin and mashaykh through whom this great tradition of knowledge has come to us from the Indo-Pak subcontinent when there was the severity of the British oppression of harrowing levels. There were uprisings, there were battles fought, Balakot, there was the Battle of Shamli. Great luminaries were of taking on this operation head on. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki, rahimahullah, Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Nanotwi, Mawlana Ubaidullah Sindhi, Sheikhul Hind, Mawlana Mahmudul Hassan, Mawlana Hussein Ahmad Madani, rahimahullah, Mawlana Ahmad Ali Lahori, tortured by the British that left lifelong imprints of burn marks on their backs. At one point, between Delhi and Khaybar, hundreds of kilometers, every single tree had the body of an alim that had been hanging. And this was because they refused to compromise on the haqq, refused to retract the fatwas of jihad against the British colonialists at the time. They would be brought sometimes in the encampment of the British soldiers in Delhi. 40 ulama at a time were stripped and threatened that if you do not distance yourself from these uprisings, you will be thrown and burnt alive in the fire. Fought group after the other, not one of them succumbed. In Lahore, outside the Badshahi Masjid, gallows were set up. On a daily basis, almost 80 ulama were put to death in the gallows, but remained steadfast on this haqq and truth. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great deen. They went through great torture. They would be sometimes burnt with iron boiling hot rods. and other forms of torture and punishment, important is that we remain steadfast. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullahu azza wa jal, the great Imam of Islam, in his time, the rulers subscribed to a belief which opened up compromise in the deen to say that the Quran Azim is a creation of Allah Ta'ala, whereas it is the attribute of Allah Ta'ala, knowing that the Ummah would follow whatever he says, compelled him in different ways, sometimes house arrest, sometimes being banned from teaching in the Jami' Masjid of Baghdad, sometimes by being imprisoned and being lashed severely. Those present said that he was lashed so severely, whooped so severely, that if an elephant was lashed with that severity, it would fall down to the ground. But Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah remained steadfast. When they would try to engage him academically and he would furnish all proofs, he would eventually say, let our janazas when we die decide the matter. Allah Ta'ala accepted him that in his janaza hundreds of thousands of people, in which it is reputed that many non-Muslims entered the fold of Islam due to the sheer magnanimity and the grandeur in the hearts of people at his janaza salah. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this great deen. Let us remain steadfast, adherent with every means and mannerisms. We are weak, we are insan. When there is a weakness, let us acknowledge it and beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, but not to try and skew the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. As Allah Ta'ala says, praising those who make the effort of rectification, they are those who hold steadfastly and adhere to the kitab of Allah Ta'ala, establish salah. Allah Ta'ala says it is the efforts of such people who make the effort of islah and rectification that those efforts would never go to waste. So we have this golden tradition of the preservation of deen by those who remain steadfast on the haqq, that sacrifice their lives, that sacrifice their wealth, their families, sacrifice freedom. One of the great kitabs that we study, we had spoken about Sheikh Yusuf al-Maqasari, similarly in Cape Town, from the year 1780 to 1793, also opposing Dutch colonialism. Tuan Guru was imprisoned in the very same famous Robben Island from 1780 up to 1793. But in every situation they saw positivity. In that time when Islam was banned, his foresight, he wrote one, and some of his descendants say at least 5 copies of the Quran Azim from memory. Allah Ta'ala utilized him to establish the Awwal Masjid in Cape Town. He also with great foresight compiled a kitab, Ma'rifatul Islami wal Iman, that would become the handbook of the Maktab Madrasa, basic Islamic education system. So great sacrifices have gone into this deen being preserved and reaching us. Let us remain steadfast, value, appreciate it, and try and bring alive deen in its entirety. The objective of fasting in Ramadan was that taqwa, obedience to Allah, abstention from His prohibitions, becomes second nature, not just in Ramadan, but throughout the year. Allahu Azzawajal give me, all of us tawfiq, inshallah. We have another great... So in this regard, the sacrifices of the ulama, of our great past and legacy that they have left of sacrifices. In next week, inshallah, Saturday evening in Darul Uloom Azadwal, very, very important program on the legacy of the sacrifices of the ulama, of our mashayikh. Let us, inshallah, attend this, be inspired, so that deen come alive. That is next week, Saturday, from Asr onwards. Remind also, let us, inshallah, open up our hearts, donate as generously as possible. Alhamdulillah, it is for our benefit. When Allah Ta'ala chooses a person and his wealth for the house of Allah, that is a great honor from Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan رسول الله حي على الصلاة
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين ومن يتق الله يكفر عنه سيئاته ويعظم له أجرا ويجعل له فرقانا ويكفر عنه سيئاته ويجعل له من أمره يسرا ويجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام فلنشكر الله عز وجل ولنشكر من تمسك بسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والدين القويم الحق رغم المظالم والشدائد عليهم مدحهم الله عز وجل قائلا والذين يمسكون بالكتاب وأقاموا الصلاة إنا لا نضيع أجر المصلحين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي قائمين على الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خذلهم أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنه وعن أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خصوصا أزواجه المطهرات لا سيما خديجة الكبرى وعائشة الصديقة وبقية الأزواج وعن بنات النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زينب ورقية وأم كلثوم وفاطمة الزهراء وعن أولادهم ونسلهم خصوصا سيدنا الحسن وسيدنا الحسين وحمزة والعباس وصفية وبقية أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعن أمير المؤمنين معاوية بن أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه وعن الصحابة كلهم أجمعين وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير القرون قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم واجز عنا وعن الأمة كل من يصلح ويؤلف بين المسلمين بالحق قائمين على الحق اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين والمأسورين في سبيلك في كل مكان اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ردنا ورد جميع المسلمين إلى دينك ردا جميلا. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Let's fill in the gaps in the صفs in front of us. Once we're in the صف, stand as close as possible, shoulder to shoulder, ensuring the heels are in a straight line. One of the great means of unity in the ummah is to stand as close as possible in salah in a straight line. It's also a means of protection from shaitan and his evil whisperings. Salat gets with me, shoulders. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية؟ وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة، تصلى نارا حامية، تسقى من عين آنية، ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع، لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع، وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية، في جنة عالية، لا تسمع فيها لاغية، فيها عين جارية، فيها سرر مرفوعة، وأكواب موضوعة، ونمارق مصفوفة، وزرابي مبثوثة. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت، وإلى السماء كيف رفعت، وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت، وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت. فذكر إنما أنت مذكر، لست عليهم بمسيطر، إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر. إن إلينا إيابهم، ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. استغفر الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها، وأجرنا من القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين والمظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.